from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Introducing the all-new Sonic Smasher, double or triple stacked with American cheese melted between Angus patties, smashed and seared to crispy perfection. Live free. Eat Sonic. Want a chance to win $1,000? Enter the Quick Cash Second Chance drawing through August 31st. Earn entries on every $1 spent on a single drawing-style game with Quick Cash. Visit TNLottery.com to learn more and become a TN Lottery VIP Rewards member.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
At Zaxby's, sauce is boss. That's why we're making new ones all the time. Like our brand new honey chipotle sauce. It's sweet and smoky.
With honey, chipotle peppers, and spices. Perfect for dipping, dunking, and drizzling on chicken fingers, wings, fries, and more.
Hey, if you got it, sauce it. I bet we're even making another new sauce as we speak. But let's keep this sweet and smoky, shall we? New honey chipotle sauce at Zaxby's. Woo, saucy. Zaxby's.
Tonight, expect a low of 76 with partly cloudy skies.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices on everything for back to school, even technology. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, presented by Oxbow. Oxbow, with special guest David Cobb from CBS Sports, live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Cobb is a college basketball and college football writer at CBS Sports, and he is on X at David W. Cobb. He joins me now via the phone line. David, how's it going, brother?
Going well, my man. We are closing in on 24 hours until week one action begins, so it's a good time to be a college football fan.
It's beautiful, and I know what I love more than anything is the fact that we have the Sign Stealer documentary that came out this week as well. So you have a nice little viewing action before we actually get to games. I know you have not been able to dive into it, but I know you're looking forward to it.
Well, have you ever had a situation where you have Netflix access via someone else's account?
Yes.
And then sometime you go to sign in, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh no,
yeah,
we don't have access anymore.
It tells you to go into that email that you don't have.
Right, and you don't want to text the person who you've been mooching their Netflix from and be like, Hey, so remember that one time you were at my house several months ago and we watched your Netflix account? Yeah. Would you mind sharing your password? You know, I mean, so it's a situation, I guess, but you know, hey, at the end of the day, maybe I could expense Netflix because it would be
yeah,
for those purposes.
Yeah. And you could write up a story about it. Now, I asked this question earlier and I want your opinion on it. And obviously, this would be sort of previous to the scandal being the talk of college football. But I questioned last night watching that. If you had someone who was just so head over heels about your program, and they were willing to just do anything for you to go win a national championship, and then if everything hit the fan, they're the one that's going to take the fall and sort of fall on the sword for you. And, I mean, like, college coaches around the country, let's say that, you know, you put Connor Stallions as a diehard Ole Miss fan. Do you think college coaches would accept the services from someone like him willingly? Because I truly believe 134 out of 134 previous to the scandal would say, absolutely. I want that guy in my corner. I do.
Yeah, you got a guy with military espionage training who's literally willing to do anything to help you win. I mean,
what's bad about that? Besides the fact that you may, on the back end, end up with a whole lot of issues. You may end up with that old NOA, that notice of allegations.
Yeah, so even though I've not been able to watch it, I've read about it, and I've listened to other people talk about the documentary. And the one thing that is interesting that I've gleaned is this scene in the Michigan locker room after they beat Iowa in 2022, where Jim Harbaugh himself awards Connor Stallions the game ball. And you mean to tell me Jim Harbaugh has no idea what Connor Stallions is doing for his program?
Yes.
Give me a break. You don't give the game ball to somebody who you think is a low-level analyst that's just hanging on by the skin of their teeth and maybe making $40,000 a year. You give the game ball to people who you know are helping you win. Usually it goes to a player who just scored 4 touchdowns. And here we are giving it to Connor Stallions. So to me, that tells you everything you need to know about what Jim Harbaugh knew about what was going on there.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree. You know what else I learned? So he started his coaching career as a low-level staffer, GA type, at Navy, and they told him to decipher signs. I learned last night, and this just blew me away. Do you know the years that he was doing that for Navy, by chance?
Oh, you were on the other sideline, weren't
2014
you?
2014 to 2017. David,
uh-huh.
I played from 2014 to 2017. I need the NCAA to go back and vacate some wins, take a loss off our record. We lost 2 or 3 games to that team. They kicked our butts. That 8-0 year where we were number 13 in the country after beating Ole Miss and rolling through our schedule, they killed us that game. I have to question how many of their signs were stolen illegally. I have to question it.
Yeah, so you know, you guys had a counter on, and it's like they just knew which side the ball was going to. I mean, that's wild. You do wonder, don't you? Is Navy 100%. A little scared? Right? Like, is Navy a little scared that maybe this investigation and the probe starts to grow? Because look, Connor Stallions, unless he's still being supported financially by Michigan in some clandestine fashion, the speaking tour, the documentary circuit, radio shows, podcasts, that's going to be how he makes his living and keeps his name out there now. Because you've seen, right, he's the defensive coordinator at some high school in Michigan now, right? So he's not making anything doing that. And I'm sure he made something from this documentary. I'm sure he likes the attention he's getting from the documentary. So what happens if some high-profile podcasts start asking him to come on as a paid guest, right?
Right.
What stories? Does he stop his stories at Michigan, or does he start to tell about what he was doing at Navy now? And does he start to peel back some of the curtain on how this is going on at other places? So that's an interesting sort of subplot.
I just chalked it up as their linebackers were just really heady players because they played for Navy. They just, you know, that's what I chalked it up to. Now there's like this cloud hanging over me like, damn. Did they just know that we were running power and inside zone every time that we ran up to the ball? I mean, I have to question it. But enough of that. I have a One of my favorite storylines of week one, and not for the players that are hurt, but just because it's Biff Poggi, and he always just keeps talking. But Biff Poggi is the coach at Charlotte here. You know, he's in the AAC, and we don't expect that team to be any good, but they did give, you know, Memphis a run for their money last year because Memphis couldn't stop the run. But he said yesterday, ahead of their game against James Madison in week one, they're down nearly 50% of their starters. And he literally put it on himself. He basically said, I worked them too hard. You know, I wanted to get them some scar tissue, and most of them went down. I would think after, like, the third or fourth starter that went down, you would just, hey, we're practicing and freaking. We're not even wearing shells. We're wearing no pads. We're going out there with helmets. That's it. And we're just going to do walkthroughs. That was amazing to me. And it obviously makes me question Biff. Biff in general, like, are you cut out for this? Doesn't seem that he is.
He's the ultimate football guy. We're going on 11-on-11, good on good, full contact, 6 days a week throughout all of fall camp, you know, right? Like, that's the only explanation here, is they just way overdid it in preseason camp. That or the practice field at Charlotte is made from some sort of, you know, just
they still have AstroTurf.
Right. But you look at it, though, from Memphis' standpoint, like, you get Charlotte this year the week before you go to UTSA. Yep. So you need a little bit of a breather. You need an easy game where you can rest your starters in the second half. So that could be a nice little wrinkle for Memphis there, is that, hey, if this is a Charlotte team that's already dealing with injuries and they're going to be bitten by the injury bug this year, you know, maybe they come to Memphis as a 27-point underdog, and you can just sort of skate by and then gear up for a big game at UTSA. But, man, I'm with you. That is insane for a college football team to be down so many starters before you've actually played a game. Like, you've got to eliminate some of the contact, or just go thud, or whatever you want to call it. Like, you can't be hitting each other so much in practice that you are incapacitated as a team before September has arrived.
And I know he came from, you know, the Michigan Harbaugh system, and he's, you know, a rough and tumble ball coach that wears no sleeves. And I get the whole thing. Like, I understand what type of offense and what type of defense he wants. But at the same time, you don't have the same athletes that you had in Michigan, and you don't have the same trainers that you had in Michigan. You have to be more careful with those athletes at that program. He's going to have to figure that out, and it looks like he's figuring it out the hard way. Now, with Memphis, I have come to my realization here, and this is not going to make any of my you know, Memphis brethren or sisters happy with me. But I think I've sort of surmised the idea of this season. I don't think that Memphis in the group of five is the favorite to win that college football playoff spot. I think it could be Liberty or Boise State. But what I will say, and I want your opinion on this, I do think from a roster standpoint, they're the best team makeup in the group of five. Is that a fair sentiment, or would you lean Boise State, Liberty over Memphis's roster? But that's sort of what I've surmised from just going through schedules, trying to make sense of the whole thing.
Right, you're thinking of it critically, you're thinking of it analytically, and I commend you for taking the emotion out of it, which is extremely difficult to do. And you're looking realistically at Boise State and Liberty as having easier, more manageable paths to the college football playoff. But I agree. I think you've assessed it well, and I would advise your listeners to take heed there, because, I mean, there are a lot of traps and a lot of landmines on this Memphis schedule. As we've touched on before, you miss some of the easiest teams from the AAC, which doesn't help you at all. And then you have a Liberty team with a tailor-made path to 13-0, and that's going to be hard to overcome. But from talent alone, Memphis is second to nobody in the group of five. There is more high-end, high-caliber talent on the Memphis roster than on than on any other roster at that level. So, is Memphis talented enough to do it, capable of doing it? Absolutely. Should they be the favorite to do it? No, I'm still with you there on Boise. But it doesn't matter if you're the favorite. It doesn't matter what we say in August.
Because we play games. We play games.
Yeah.
You know, in the end of the day.
Exactly. And they've got every opportunity in the world to go out and do it. And that is that's a great place to be. It's a control-your-own-destiny situation for Memphis going into this season.
Yep. Now, I want to stick local here because Ole Miss, I saw an interesting report about them today. Lane Kiffin confirmed that former LSU and Holmes Community College wide receiver Deion Smith, who was the number one JUCO prospect in last year's class, if I'm not mistaken, he's not going to be able to join the Ole Miss roster in 2024. He has some, according to On3, he has some academic issues. He's going to be ineligible. And then, to add insult to injury, I did see this, too, from Lane Kiffin. Jordan Watkins, who was, what, a 700-yard receiver last year, and Juice Wells, the transfer from South Carolina, who caught for 900, they're going to be out, likely, for Game 1 against Furman. Now, against Furman, shouldn't matter. Should be able to handle business with just Trey Harris out there. Don't have a big worry about that. But I that's a little concerning, isn't it? Like, you have to pay attention to this.
Yeah, so Deion Smith was going to be a little bit of a bonus. He was a late addition, and if they were able to get him eligible, it was just going to be like icing on the cake for Ole Miss in what was already looking like a pretty good receiver room. So I don't necessarily look at the absence of Deion Smith and subtract anything away from what I thought Ole Miss could be. But yeah, the injury situation is definitely something to watch, because starting in week three, like you've got to be at a high level to win at Wake Forest. And so, yeah, Juice Wells is already, you know, one of those guys that you were banking on, even though he's never done anything for you in an Ole Miss uniform. I mean, he was so good at South Carolina when he was healthy that, you know, you're just imagining what he could do for you at Ole Miss. But how much of his precautionary stuff relates to the fact that, you know, he was out for basically all of last season?
Yep.
And it just makes you wonder, a guy who missed all of last season with injury, who's not going to be full go to start the year, what's the ceiling? What are you going to get from him? I don't think it's going to be the Juice Wells who we saw in 22 at South Carolina, when he was one of the better receivers really in the entire SEC. So, yeah, that's concerning. But just remember this when we talk about Ole Miss. This is a team that's going to hang its hat on running the football, even after losing Quinshon Judkins, because that's, you know, kind of been their MO and their identity, especially during the Jackson Dart era at quarterback. So, yeah, not ideal. But if Caden Priestcorn at tight end is healthy, full bore, the Memphis transfer, if they get these guys back in some capacity by Wake Forest, I don't think it changes what I think about Ole Miss too much.
Yeah, because I will say the front half of their schedule is not that hard to manage. It just isn't. I mean, Furman, Middle Tennessee, Wake Forest could be tough if you don't have all hands on deck, but still feel pretty confident. But then Georgia, Southern Kentucky, South Carolina before October 12th. October 12th, you need all hands on deck. You don't need two of your starting three wide receivers out at that point, because then it goes LSU, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi State. That would be tough to deal with that stretch of schedule without two of those starting three wide receivers.
For sure, yeah. So Ole Miss should go down to LSU in Death Valley at 6-0 in mid-October as probably a top five team in the country at that point. They're starting the season at number six. Somebody else in the top five will lose. Ole Miss should jump up there, be a top five team going to Death Valley. Now, what will LSU be? I mean, who knows? That we'll kind of get a read on that Monday night, but that could potentially be a top 10 matchup. And, yeah, that's when Ole Miss needs to start kind of being at their peak.
Now, I want to rapid fire the three ABC games, the triple header, and I just want to get your thoughts and your ultimate winner from all three. We'll start at 11 a.m., Clemson and Georgia for the Peach Bowl kickoff. Who do you have? Who do you have covering? I think we talked about it Monday. You feel pretty confident about Georgia, but I sort of wonder your thoughts about Clemson and how they can manage this season.
Right, so yeah, I'm going Georgia straight up, and against what I picked as a 13.5-point spread. No idea if that's moved, but when we submitted our picks for CBS the other day, it was at 13.5, and to me that felt like a no-brainer in favor of Georgia, because this is just a rough situation for Clemson to be breaking in some new skill talent. You think you got some pop in that receiver room from your freshman, but do we trust them to do anything against Georgia in week one? Clemson, to me, is a team that improves as the year goes along, but not even close to being ready for Georgia in week one.
Okay, but Cade Klubnik, this is I brought this up a little earlier in the show with my other guest, but I'm starting to come around to thinking Cade Klubnik this year can look like the five-star he was tabbed to be out of high school. And I've brought up Matt Luke as their O-line coach. I know people are going to call me nerdy, but I think having a run game and having some O-line that can keep you upright consistently, that helps a quarterback. I don't think anybody would argue with that sentiment. So I think that's going to help. And also, I think after last year, all of the nonsense with, you know, hiring Garrett Riley, felt like Dabo still had his hands on that offense. I think that maybe we can turn this thing loose to Garrett Riley, and it makes me feel a little bit more confident about what Cade can put out there. Are you there with me, or is this going to be, hey, I'm waiting and seeing if Dabo's actually going to take his hands out of the pot here?
Well, I mean, Cade Klubnik, I've got a big story coming out tomorrow on the Power Conference quarterback data. I mean, he's one of only eight former five-star prospects starting in college football this season, at least beginning the season as a starter. So the talent is obviously there, and then you pair that with Garrett Riley, and they weren't a perfect match a year ago, but I think some of that was Dabo Swinney still having his imprint and having a tight rein on that offense. Because you got to remember, Garrett Riley made Max Duggan at TCU yes. into a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Yeah.
So clearly the man knows how to work with quarterbacks. I just think it's a growth and a development that transpires over the course of a season,
okay.
though. And not something that we're necessarily going to see in week one. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this Georgia defense is the 21 or 22 Georgia defense, but it's still going to be really, really good. And, yeah, I mean, Clemson could get there. They could be a team that makes the college football playoff, but it's just, you know, we saw with Oregon a couple of years ago. They opened with Georgia. They looked terrible. And they went on to win 10 games under Dan Lanning in his first year there. And I just think this is a brutal first matchup for the Tigers.
All right, now 2:30 on ABC. It's going to be Miami on the road in the Swamp, and it looks like they're going to be 2.5-point favorites. How do you see this going?
Well, I'm picking Miami
okay.
Straight up. Yeah, so I'll be on the live blog for this one for CBS, and I'm looking forward to it because it's kind of a massive game, a pressure moment, a lose and you feel awful about yourself situation for both teams. You know, you look at the next game we're going to talk about, right, which is Texas A&M and Notre Dame. Texas A&M loses that game and is competitive. Like, they'll yeah. feel okay about themselves, first game under a new coach, right? But whoever loses this game between Miami and Florida is going to feel awful about themselves. And so, you know, I look at Miami, and I just see so much transfer talent. And I know we could have said the same thing about Florida State, right? And it didn't work for them in week zero. But I think Cam Ward's a better player at quarterback than DJU at Florida State. I think Damian Martinez, the running back they got from Oregon State, I think he can go for 100 yards or more against this Florida defense. And then I look at what Miami did in the front seven, adding a guy like Tyler Barron
yep.
To a pass-rushing group that was already pretty nasty. It just looks like a complete team to me at Miami this year. And so I think they go down to the Swamp and go up to the Swamp, actually, a rare trip for somebody up to the Swamp, and they get it done. I mean, they are the more talented team on paper, and, you know, typically speaking, you dock Miami a few points on the point spread for having Mario Cristobal as their coach.
Sure.
But what is Billy Napier showing you to think that
right.
that Mario Cristobal is any worse? So I think it's an even matchup in terms of the coaches, and then you look at the rosters, and I see a Miami team that's just more talented.
Yeah, and I just have to give my quick advice to Mario Cristobal. If you're up by, you know, seven or so, if you're up by a score late in the game, the other team has one or less timeouts or maybe no timeouts, knee on the ball, you know. I think that's good advice for him, right? I think
that is great.
He should heed that.
Even if the other team has a signed stealer like Connor Stallion, you know what? There's nothing you can do when you're going into that victory formation, right? There's nothing you can do except get a 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty. That's about your only course of action when they go into victory formation.
Yeah. Now, last game I want to talk about with David Cobb, then we'll let him roll, at David W. Cobb on CBS Sports, college football, college basketball. Notre Dame and Texas A&M. And 7 versus 20, but I think it's a lot closer than that. I think there's a couple of interesting storylines here, and really the one that I kind of am interested in is Mike Elko coached Riley Leonard, the starting quarterback at Notre Dame, when he was at Duke, and did a good job with him. And those Duke teams were very, very good. That's why Mike Elko ultimately got the job at A&M. So I'm wondering if he has a beat on what Notre Dame's going to try to do with Riley Leonard, if that's going to affect the game in general.
I think it gives Texas A&M a little bit of an advantage. Also giving Texas A&M an advantage is the fact that they've got a really nasty defensive front that will be going up against a Notre Dame offensive line that has already suffered a significant injury during preseason practice. When you're going to be without your left tackle for the season opener, when you're breaking in a new quarterback who's coming off of injury, that doesn't make you feel great. Now, granted, in spite of all that, I have picked Notre Dame, but I'll be honest, man, I'm picking that because I want Notre Dame to win. I predicted big things for Notre Dame this year, and it's one of those situations where if they go out and lose in week one, then a lot of that stuff is on the rocks immediately. But Texas A&M absolutely has a shot in this game, and I'm really, really curious to see how good Connor Wegman is at quarterback.
Yeah.
Former very highly touted prospect who's just never had the chance to totally shine because he's been hurt, he's been banged up. You know, thankfully now he's got another chance at it, and I think he could have a really sneaky sort of sleeper type of season for the Aggies. But, this one is dripping with good storylines. I think it should be a really good game. From a standpoint of, like, how much it means and what's at stake, I like Florida and Miami more. But from, like, an on-field matchup, sort of X's and O's sort of perspective, I think the Texas A&M Notre Dame game might be my favorite of the day.
Mike Elko, I don't know if I've ever gotten your full opinion on that hire that was made, and obviously he did a hell of a job at Duke, really good defensive mind. Like, do you think he has how much potential do you think he has to be the guy for A&M? Like, to actually be that coach that gets them to where they want to go?
He kind of strikes me in the mold or in the vein of a Lance Leipold at Kansas or of a Chris Klieman at Kansas State. Not because he's never coached anywhere of significance or whatever. It's not like they plucked him from the Division III ranks. But he's just a ball coach.
Yeah.
He's a talent developer. He won 9 games in his first year at Duke. That's virtually impossible, especially when you look at how much they had tailed off during the tail end of David Cutcliffe's tenure. If you can win 9 games in year one with that Duke roster, what are you capable of doing in year one at Texas A&M with a lot of the talent left behind that he and Jimbo Fisher recruited? Because remember, he was the DC for a few years there under Jimbo Fisher. So I think it's a great hire, and I think it's got a chance to finally help Texas A&M realize some of that dormant potential that they really thought Jimbo was going to be able to do. But, you know, I look at Mike Elko, and I see good things in store for Texas A&M.
Yes, sir. Well, David, I appreciate it. We'll talk on Friday after that Thursday slate. It'll be fun.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. That's David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports, and he's brought to you by Oxbow, the family-owned and operated retail store right off of Poplar. You pass it every dang day. I'm tired of you passing it. Go in. Go in right off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco Station, 964 June Road to be exact. 2-story storefront. On the top, you're going to have all your hunting and outdoor essentials. But on the bottom, you're trying to get ready for your tailgates, whether you're at Tiger Lane or the Grove or you're heading down to Tennessee. Go get some of the best clothing in the world and the best brand. Genteel, Free Fly, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen and Main. You can get your favorite team. It could be Tennessee, Ole Miss, Alabama, Memphis. You can get your favorite team. A nice polo from Genteel. I know I have like 15 of them. I have dang near bought them out of stock with all the polos I have with my Memphis gear. So get over there and handle that. But they also have vintage tees. They have a bunch of different things that you'll like. And if you're just trying to, you know, find some you know, stuff to wear to work, they have shoes. They have dress socks. They have all these different things. You can go from casual to very nice when you go to Oxbow. And on top of that, speaking of tailgating, they have tailgating gear. They have Yeti coolers, Arctics. They have cups, coolers, koozies. They have tumblers. Anything you need for your tailgating gear, they have over at 964 June Road. But they also have sports memorabilia. They have vintage vinyl. They have soaps and deodorant. They even have Arbo's cheese dip over at Oxford. It's your one-stop shop for gift giving in the city of Memphis. And you don't have to just get a gift for somebody else. You can get a gift for yourself. You can also do it online. Go to shopoxbow.com. Again, shopoxbow.com. And there at shopoxbow.com, I can give you a little bit of a discount. You can use my promo code when you go to check out. The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces. The Gabe Show. And you'll get 20% off your online order at shopoxbow.com. But whether you're going online or in-store to 964 June Road, remember to shop local. Shop Oxbow. Now, we have some NFL storylines to get to, and I think the leading storyline would have to be what's happening in Cincinnati. Ja'Marr Chase was supposed to practice today. Ongoing contract dispute, the whole thing, everybody knows about it. Supposed to practice today, but he showed up in street clothes, and he's not practicing. And the question I have is, will he suit up week one for the Cincinnati Bengals? Let's talk through it next. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This Friday, the St. Louis Cardinals game airs after the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Over on our sister station, 790 The Bet, the MUS Owls take on Melrose with Shaker Turner on the call at 6:45 p.m.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-513-4444, 800-513-4444, 800-513-4444.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But a single line at Verizon doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. And dinner for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Midtown rent, that's not coming down. But Verizon, down. One line for just $50 a month. That designer golden doodle, so much more. But Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $15 promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G, LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game,
wanna play. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. What's the name of the song again? Come on, help me out. Help me out, Sheila. Come on.
Blank Space.
Blank Space. Blank Space. I've heard it. I know the song. I just, you know, after that first album, and I even screwed it up yesterday. I mistaked what? Love Story? Or I mistake You Belong With Me with
Love Story. With Love Story, yep.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm not the Swiftie that I thought I was.
Clearly not.
It's a problem. It's a real problem.
We'll get you educated.
But that's Blank Space. That's Blank
yes.
Space. Shout out. Sheila Sadeghi in on the ones and twos.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
out. Well done. I like it. I absolutely love it. Now, getting into the NFL, and we're not talking about the Kelseys or Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. We're talking about somebody who wants to dethrone Travis Kelce, and that would be the Cincinnati Bengals. Really the only team that has had success in going and beating the Chiefs, getting over top of them in the AFC when Joe Burrow is healthy. But it looks like Joe Burrow's number one target, Ja'Marr Chase, is going to continue to try to get his contract ironed out. Yesterday after practice, head coach for the Bengals, Zach Taylor, said that he expected Ja'Marr Chase to show up and participate in practice. Ja'Marr Chase today showed up to practice, but in street clothes instead of pads. He has not participated in training camp yet. There's some concerns about what's going to happen come the season. Now, Zach Taylor, who said he was going to play today, is now non-committal on his status for week one. He said he is officially day-to-day. He said he spoke too quickly yesterday after practice. Then he went on to say, I look forward to getting him back, hopefully at some point soon. What is Ja'Marr Chase looking for? Ja'Marr Chase is looking to break the bank. He has watched every wide receiver under the sun get their deal. He watched CeeDee Lamb do it. He watched Justin Jefferson do it. He watched Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle for the same team get their deal. He watched A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, same team, get their deal. He watched Nico Collins get his deal. And he's sitting there wondering, 4 years into his career, when's my payday coming? I have been the best wide receiver, arguably, outside of Tyreek Hill, in the AFC. I have been a guy who has helped propel this Bengals organization from complete misery to a team that made the AFC Championship 2 years running. Where is my money? Now, Ari Myrov, who covers a lot of these things, covers the NFL. You can find him on X at My Sports Update. He was talking about this. And I have been wondering this entire time, with Justin Jefferson sitting about $35 million per year, CeeDee Lamb at about $34 million per year, Amon-Ra St. Brown $30 million. I've been wondering, okay, where does Ja'Marr Chase fit into this whole thing? Ari Myrov is suggesting that Ja'Marr Chase is holding out to try to break the record for non-quarterbacks in the National Football League. What he estimated his per-year value at? $37, $38 million. And he says that there is some talks about Ja'Marr Chase touching $40 million per year. Historically, the Bengals are an incredibly cheap franchise. For years upon years, they made their players buy drinks and snacks out of the locker room. They did not provide them to them. They're historically a team that tries to cut corners and tries to make sure that they save as much money as possible. But in this situation, their hand is going to be forced. And if I read through the moves that they've made this offseason, I don't understand what the idea is behind not paying him right now or not paying him previous to today or tomorrow. When you look at what they've done, Trey Hendrickson, one of their good DNs, who had up above 10 sacks last year, asked for a new deal. They said no, and he's still playing. T. Higgins, their other wide receiver, who's a 1,000-yard wide receiver, should get paid a whole lot of money. He asked for a new contract. They said, no, buddy, we're going to go ahead and franchise tag you. And he signed the franchise tag. He's going to play this year. The idea the entire time, to me, was they were saving money to go pay Ja'Marr Chase that money. Joe Burrow and him played in college together. Joe Burrow and him are great friends. Joe Burrow and him want to continue to play together. Joe Burrow has his money. Ja'Marr Chase is waiting for it. But you made all these moves to try to save some money, theoretically, to pay for Ja'Marr Chase, and you have yet to pay for Ja'Marr Chase. What's the holdup? Time after time, we have franchises trying to cut corners, whether they're rich or poor. The Dallas Cowboys took forever to sign CeeDee Lamb, even though they're the biggest and most rich franchise in the history of the world. The Bengals, yeah, they've been cheap, but at the same time, waiting and bidding against yourself is not the answer if you're a cheap football team and a cheap franchise. I don't understand it in the slightest. Now, when it comes to week one, will Ja'Marr Chase play? I imagine he will. I generally speaking, you just don't see a bunch of holdouts that last into the early part of the season or the whole season. The only one in recent memory I can think of where you had a holdout for the whole season is Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, he got his money, but it didn't quite work out for him on the back end. I expect Ja'Marr Chase to play, but I do wonder a couple of things. One, how angry is he about this whole situation? Is he pissed off? Will he want to sign the extension that the Bengals offer him? Even though he's playing, will he want to sign it? Or will he try to take his talents into free agency and move on with his life, try to ask for a trade? That's one question. Another question I have, and I have the same question about CeeDee Lamb after just signing his contract days ago. Soft tissue injuries, man. He has not participated in camp to date. He has been holding out from the Bengals training camp this entire time. What does that look like from an injury perspective as you get into the grueling days of an NFL season? There's 17 games plus. The Bengals plan on making the playoffs, so he will be in that plus territory. Is a hamstring going to pop up? Is a calf going to pop up? What are we looking at? He's going to have 11 days at this point to prepare for game one of an NFL season. He hasn't taken a hit yet. That's terrifying. And he's a very explosive athlete. If you know anything about explosive athletes, those soft tissues, the muscles, they can tweak quicker than anything else. So I have concerns about this whole thing. I expect him to play week one, but the Bengals need to go ahead and get this done if they care about their future. If they don't get this done, I think that tsunami's coming. It could take over that Bengals franchise and send them back to where they were 3-4 years ago and winning 2-3-4 games a year. They have to be careful with the situation, and they have yet to do that. Now, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. And then you can cancel anytime, so you don't have to pay extra. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That is G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to download America's number one sports book. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online or full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after your free trial. There is no refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. And if you have a gambling problem, don't hesitate. Make sure that you reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. 9. Now, a couple of sort of house cleaning things on the NFL. The Lions signed Tim Patrick after being let go by the Broncos. He had back-to-back years with season-ending injuries after having 2 years in a row with 50-plus receptions and 700 yards. They're going to add him to the practice squad along with Allen Robinson, who is a former 1,000-yard receiver. So we'll see what that Lions wide receiver core looks like, but they've signed some guys, some veterans, that they think could potentially help them. Packers running back A.J. Dillon. Looks like we're going into a year where he is not going to play at all. He is on the season-ending IR. And what concerns me about him, and I do feel bad for him, he has a neck injury. They call it a stinger, but if you're on season-ending IR for a neck injury, it's usually not good. And I hope that he can recover, but that's definitely going to be something to monitor throughout this entire year. But he will not play a game this year. And then finally, Rams head coach Sean McVay says that running back Kyren Williams, who was a 1,000-yard rusher last year, I believe led the league in rushing touchdowns a year ago, he said he'll be the Rams' punt returner. So it brought into question, they drafted Blake Corum out of Michigan in the third round this past season. Kyren Williams was supposed to be one of the first running backs off the board if you're doing your fantasy draft. But pay attention to that. Read the context clues. If he's punt returning, Blake Corum's probably going to take some of the load there in Los Angeles as a running back. So if you draft one of them, probably draft the other. I just found that to be very, very interesting. To have Kyren Williams, guy who ran for 1,000 yards, was great with his run after contact, led the league in rushing touchdowns. Using him as a punt returner, bold choice. Bold choice. But do with that what you will. Let's go ahead and grab a break, and we'll come back, get to small talk, and wrap this edition of the Gabe Kuhn Show up right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Pro football coverage and games on 92.9 FM ESPN presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
On Sunday, September 8th, the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL begin the 2024 season live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pregame begins at 3 p.m. with kickoff at 3:30. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys take on Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. The Cowboys and the NFL live Sundays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Mitsubishi Final Days of Summer sales event is going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. So come get bang for your buck with 420 total range and 64 combined MPG. In 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV. We Gossett, $34,770 or $299.98 a month. And check out 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett at $27,245 or $349 a month. Plus, you'll never go wrong with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today at 1870 Covington Pike and 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com. That's Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike.
If you want it, we
HEV RZ035297 MSRP 47470 36-month 30,000-mile lease 4453 due at signing 1,095 acquisition fee 25 cents per mile excess wear and tear. Eclipse RZ065450 MSRP 28745 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. CD for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real fruit tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Now through September 22nd, get fast, reliable, 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get Wi-Fi equipment included. Visit Xfinity.com Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $71 a month. Actual speeds vary.
Introducing the all-new Sonic Smasher, double or triple stacked with American cheese melted between Angus patties, smashed and seared to crispy perfection. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
If you're using Viagra or Cialis or have thought about using them, listen up. Zelthy is introducing Zelthy Hardies, new 2-in-1 dissolving tablets that get you ready for action in 15 minutes and keep you ready for up to 48 hours. They contain sildenafil and tadalafil, the active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis, but cost 90% less than those brand names. You heard me right. Using both active ingredients and this quick dissolve mechanism allows sildenafil to work in around 15 minutes, and the tadalafil keeps you ready for up to 48 hours. It's powerful results that cost around 90% less. Text ENHANCE to 200-300 to get started. With Zelthy, enjoy fast, free, discreet shipping without the hassle of any awkward, time-wasting visits to the doctor's office. We make access as seamless as possible so you can focus on your life and your love life. Get your free medical review and Zelthy Hardies, a new way to treat ED, today. Text ENHANCE to 200-300 now. Don't wait. Text ENHANCE to 200-300 right away. Text ENHANCE to 200-300.
Got a big yard or piece of land you're taking care of? Come find the right Case IH tractor at Mid-South Ag Equipment. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. A Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less is exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging for hunting, and more. Forget green and go big red with a Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing on Highway 302 just south of Collierville.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, I was originally going to go to the new edition of the Hawk Tua girl. And I know it's the most annoying thing. She's still doing around. I mean, she's making some money, I guess. She's traveling all over the place. It is what it is. But there was a new video that came out that I didn't really want to play, but it was this woman who was being asked by this guy in sort of the walk-up interview on Broadway in Nashville, and he asked, he's a 10, like, you know, the little, he's a 10, but, or she's a 10, but, he said, he's a 10, but he's a degenerate gambler that watches college football on a Saturday for 12 hours, and she answered by saying he's an 8 if he watches SEC or a 3. Or a 3 if he watches ACC. And I was like, go Queen. Queen, good answer, Queen. Golly, that's a good one. But we're not going to do that. I want to go to Penny Hardaway really quick. He had an all-time starting five he talked with GQ Sports about. But real quick before we get there, Memphis has a new out-of-conference game. They will play Ohio University at home on November 15th inside FedEx Forum. All I know about Ohio, they were a decent MAC team last year. Not a very good team, but they were 20-13, decent coach, but they lost their two leading scorers from last year. That's all I know about them. I mean, it should be one of those out-of-conference games that helps set up the Maui Invitational and everything else, get you ready for them. They're not a complete dead body out there, but I don't think they're going to be that good of a team. But they have added that, and I think that sort of rounds out their out-of-conference schedule. Now, Penny Hardaway is talking to GQ Sports. And Sheila, I'm going to need your help with this. I need to know about this starting five, if this makes sense. His NBA all-time starting five that he gave to GQ Sports. He has Shaq at center, power forward LeBron James. Good start, I got to say, good start. MJ at the, I think he either has him as the two or the three, but I guess he picked Kobe as well. So flip-flop, one of them could be the two or the three. Then he put himself at point guard.
I
gotta say, the Shaq-Penny chemistry would make up for a lot. That would be nice. If I was doing it, I'd probably put Steph Curry at point guard, even though I know he is... ruined a couple of nights for Grizzlies fans out there. Completely understand. But that probably would be my pick. But of all the all-time starting fives that I've seen put out there by various different former players or people out there in general from people in the media, pretty dang good. I mean, I think he hit this thing pretty head on. Penny at the one, Kobe at the two, MJ at the three, LeBron at the four, Shaq at the five. That is a dominant starting five.
Oh, I love it. I always feel like if you're going to put a starting five, you have to have the big three, which is Shaq, MJ, Kobe.
Okay.
And I mean, listen, I love the confidence for him to put himself
sure,
at point guard.
Sure, I think you need to have that.
Yeah.
You need to have that.
Yeah, because I am, unfortunately, never going to put Steph Curry in a starting five for me.
Just because you got your heart ripped out by him too many times.
Just too many daggers that I can't take out.
Did you watch the Olympics?
Yes,
I mean, was it nice though? Can I ask you? It was nice to have him on your side for once.
Yeah.
Like the 36-point game and a 24-point game in the last two games.
I was obsessed with the back and forth between him and LeBron.
Yeah.
And all the tweets that were going around about how he had to go back to Draymond Green.
So your big three, you said Shaq, MJ, Kobe.
I feel like that's the big three that people have to include.
LeBron, like, you don't have to include LeBron. I have to pick your brain on this, Sheila.
I know.
You don't have to include LeBron is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying, like, it's like interchangeable for the big three because I feel like the most names that I always see come up are always MJ, yeah, Kobe, LeBron, but also Shaq.
Okay. I get you. And Shaq rounds out, like, as a five, most dominant big man of all time in his heyday. Obviously, he got out of shape and the whole thing. But even when he was still running around at 450 pounds or whatever it was, 400 pounds by the end of his career, he still was pretty solid. He just wasn't what he once was.
I love Shaq, though.
Oh, 100%.
I just love him.
I mean, when we talk about dominant NBA players, just like unstoppable forces, he's number one on that list.
Also, just the sweetest guy.
Yeah.
Has a good heart.
Yeah. I guess. He seems to be a happy person for the most part, although he's had some, like, podcast clips where he regrets a lot of the things he did in his life early in his life.
Yeah.
Like ruining family situations and everything else by messing around on the road, stuff.
I'm talking more like my time where I see like a couple, Shaq donated shoes.
Yes.
And that kind of stuff.
Right over. Right. I completely understand what you're saying there. But listen, Penny, besides the point guard, and I'll accept it because I like the confidence. Really good starting five. Again, for those now joining us, Penny, Kobe, MJ, LeBron, Shaq. That would be pretty hard to beat. Really hard to beat. Steph Curry at the one, though. I'm sorry, that's probably the way I'd lean. But that's going to be a wrap for today. I want to thank you out there for listening. I want to thank Colton Denning and David Cobb for their contributions to today's show. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to have Kyron Samuels. We're going to bring back Jeff Calkins, so it'll be a good time. But we'll be back here at the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, I'll pass you off to Amber and Ian and ESPN National. For Sheila, I'm Gabe. Easy, be safe. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Are you looking to save on gas? Well, we got it covered at Gossett Kia on the Pike with 41 MBG Highway and your new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, 30
$37.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2024 Kia EV9 Lite with 0% APR available for 48 months? Or get 304 EPA estimated range for $389 a month. $49.99 due at signing. All 24-month lease. Plus, you always get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or online 24/7 365 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
650 acquisition fee, 20,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE794066, MSRP 21820, EV9 R60 29603, MSRP 61035. Lease terms include all rebates and incentives, and PF 695 includes tax, title, license, registration, and fees. Must finance through Hyundai with approved credit, valid through 8/31/24, dealer stock only.
Atlas Tube in the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/radio. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/radio and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/radio. That's him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.